Coach Montgomery.
Anthony Scott, all those guys were still on the sideline. So now you're starting to feel like your talent level is where it needs to be. It's a really good feeling. So that's the biggest, kind of the biggest takeaway. But I really like the positive impact that the defensive staff has had on these kids.
The early defensive touchdown today, you think that kind of gave the juice, the defense side, a little bit of juice out there?
That was a big hit.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen very many of those since I've been here from us. I think that we tackled better today than we've tackled in a long time, especially in the open field. But that was a big hit in a scoop and score. I'm positive I hadn't seen a scoop and score like that. But that was a great play. Did give us some juice to the defense. And then offensively, I thought we threw some great balls, and made some great plays. You can see Trayvon Brown has great chemistry with anybody that he goes in the game with. Hard to stop. And I thought some of the placements of the ball, Reed over the middle, were just great placement. And Holton got into a lot of game situations where we had to get him better at. And we would never, ever get a chance to get him in a situation, even in fall camp. It was real for him. So he learned a lot today. So we got better there. So just all around a good day. The competition between, of course, the purple and the gold was good to see.
Trey, any bragging rights for the winner? Did anybody get any bragging rights for that?
There's some bragging rights. I can't really talk much about, you know, what's going to happen between the gold and the purple, but it was a big deal that the gold won and the purple lost there, because this week will be interesting.
Are you happy with the way the quarterbacks performed and developed over these 15 practices?
I am. I'm really, really happy with the quarterback position. Quarterback position is always a position that either kind of can make you or break you. And finally, we are at a point where, you know, it can make us this year. I think we got really, really talented guys at the position that did some good things, not just for today, but throughout the time. And it was impressive to be able to watch it.
Would you say that Reed right now is a little ahead of the other two?
I would say right now, without looking at tape, Reed is a little ahead of him just because of his command of the football and then just understanding the situations. And, you know, one of the things that he was upset about going into the game is that he didn't have Trayvon Brown, because there's a lot signal-wise that Reed and Trey can get done without any communication from the offensive side of the ball. And that's unusual in college ball until you get really, really good.
I guess a guy like Trey can make whoever's under center look a lot better, huh?
Hey, I think I could throw him a couple of passes and I'd be pretty good.
How much have you challenged him to take on the leadership part of it? Because Trey said he was talking about that when it comes to Holton, taking the blame when some things go wrong at times and being more of that leader.
He's had to come through a lot, you know. Trayvon has had to come through a lot, you know, missing a season and then working to try to get back for a season and then getting back for the season. And now this is his first offseason winter conditioning, strength conditioning program that he's been able to complete. First time, from start to finish. So we're really, really excited and proud of him.
And also, it's a longer summer since you started spring earlier. Mm-hmm. What is that
bigger
for you?
Bigger, faster, stronger. Pirate Club has done some great things, helping us, you know, just Pirate Nation is giving for these kids, helped us. Now we're feeding them, of course, breakfast every morning. We're able to do things now nutritionally that's catching us up. You look at some of the kids that came in at the halfway point, we've had some 20-pound gains in weight, and then we've also had some 25, 30-pound gains in strength. So it's just been a blessing. You have to go through certain things to get to a certain point, and our kids really, really are happy with the things that they see, the additions in the weight room, in their locker room. They don't take it for granted.
Scotty, with a new athletic director, is there any more of an urgency to get this thing done now?
Well, it's always I've said it from the get-go. It's been a part of the plan. But now what we're looking at is about 75 to 80% of the people in the building we've either recruited or they've only known us. The relationship that I also have with the parents and the kids, it just makes every day, the day-to-day, easier. Now, we know that we have to go get it done. There's no question about it. But I was really truthful in what I said, meaning what I said about us going to get it to the next level this year. And it was also because I knew what we had coming in recruiting and also what we redshirted. When you take and you put Bruce Bivens and Aaron Ramsey on one team, makes it very hard to do anything. And we've had the ability to recruit at a higher level, and our kids are working really hard to get it done.
The format today is kind of a function of better depth, and everybody seemed to enjoy it. And just talk about that a little bit.
That is exactly right, Al. It is a true function of better depth. We couldn't have done this last year or the year before. But what we had is a lot more people available. A lot of kids came in at the at the halfway point in December. And because of that, and they were ready to play. Their high school coaches got them ready to play. And because of that, we were able to do it. And the competitive nature that you saw between the gold and the purple. They didn't want to lose this game for a lot of reasons. And I was glad to see a lot of our guys that no one ever heard of get a chance that were redshirted last year to make some plays.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Tom.